This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, the craziest, no-goodest, rottenest bastard you'll ever want to hear on the radio. Yesterday, I wasn't available. I had an aneurysm cut out of my head on Friday, was let out of the hospital on Sunday night, Monday morning. They tell me he has to go through a little bit of burn therapy, but everything should be fine. So I just want to let you know that I'm back, ready to go. You know, some people get hurt and they just kind of lay back and say whatever happens, happens. But I think anybody with any kind of guts, any kind of determination, going to say, hey, it's no big deal. We'll fight through it. And my situation, it is no big deal. I know my enemies wish it was, but, you know, you can fight through a lot of stuff. And, you know, I'm ready to go. They cut out part of my brain, I guess, and they just took the staples out yesterday and said that a little bit of therapy and everything should be fine. So I just want to let my friends know that I'm going to be great and let my enemies know that I'm going to be great. So either way, it makes no difference. Lines are always open. As always, we are America's Voice of Freedom, definitely the Patriots. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. And what I've decided, and I've done it for the last 8-9 years, I guess, on the radio, I'm not going to kiss anybody's ass. You go on every one of these national TV shows, even Fox is getting as bad. They talk the same crap day in, day out, day in, day out, and nobody says anything about it. It's been going on for 6, 8, 10, 12 months about Trump. They're hitting him, and it's the same situation every day. It's nothing different. It's he needs to be impeached, that he's a no good son of a bitch, that he's this and that. And if you look back from 8, 10, 12 months ago, you're going to get the same crap. Nobody ever says anything. And I do not understand why people, including people like me and you and everybody else, the real people, that we don't stand up and be counted. We let him go. Well, we can't fight. The hell, we can fight anybody we want to fight. This is America. You know, Nancy Pelosi, what a piece of crap she is. What a piece of crap all these bastards are. Not just Democrats, there's some bad Republicans too. But they're going to talk about Pelosi's going to name Schiff and Nadler among 7 other Democrats to make impeachment case against President Trump. Now, everybody knows that crap's not going anywhere. Everybody knows that Trump's not going to get thrown out of office. And I think most people know that Trump's going to get reelected. And again, he's not my favorite person. I actually don't have a favorite person in the race. I don't think I've ever had a real favorite person, have someone who I think could win that I've supported in the past. I've been in politics over 50 years, and I know a lot of you good people have too. But you can't just sit back and say, I can't say anything. My word's no good. My word's not worth anything. My word is worth the word of anybody in this great country. Your word is worth the word of anybody in this great country, including me. We don't always have to agree, and a lot of times I don't agree. But I will give everybody the opportunity to talk. I'll give everybody the opportunity to say what they feel is right. Some people take it, some people don't. And I don't understand why everybody. You don't have to have 2 hours on the air. You don't have to have 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years. You can have 2 minutes. You can have 3 minutes and speak your piece. And just because it takes you 2 minutes and it takes somebody else 2 years, it doesn't make any difference. But we let these asswipe, no-count, good-for-nothing politicians knock us around, and we say nothing about it. And that's what really, 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 at the end of the day, pisses me off. And I think probably pisses you good people off. Again, we talk national issues, but I'm more for talking local issues. I'm more for talking state of Illinois, state of Missouri issues. People don't get that anymore. People do not get that. You get one little play in the paper, and it's gone. And they want to make it a big to-do. Now, talk about our friend over in St. Louis, St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kimberly M. Gardner. What a nigger racist she is. You know she's black, and she's filed a federal lawsuit alleging racist conspiracy against her by the white people in St. Louis. It's always a racist conspiracy. And the bad part about this is she's had other prosecutors from throughout the country come to St. Louis, and there's, I guess, 8 or 10 to support her. Says the prosecutors from around the nation were in St. Louis to support Gardner and speak at a forum at Harris Stowe University. These are all black. All black prosecutors, I think one in Baltimore, one somewhere else. There's 8 or 10, it says they've come from California, Florida, Maryland, Massachusetts, Virginia, self-described sisterhood of reform-minded public officials. Sisterhood, my ass. It's nigger racist crap. Now, you won't hear many white people say that on the air. You won't hear anybody other than Bob Romanek say that on the air, but I'm going to say what the hell, what I want, when I want, because I can. I'm not afraid of these son of a bitches. I'm not afraid to let my mouth overload my ass, because we all let our mouths overload our asses at some point in time. You good people know that. Most of us just sit back, primarily white, and it's amazing. I'm really offended sometime by the white race, because they sit back and they'll say nothing publicly. Now, privately, they'll come out and say whatever the hell they want to say, but publicly, they're not going to say anything because it's going to make them look bad. It's going to make the situation look bad. And I say to that, the only thing that makes a situation look bad is when you think of something, you feel something, and you don't express it. And I take that further against the whites than I do the blacks. Because at least the niggers, and some blacks, some proud blacks, but primarily niggers, they come up with a situation. They don't give a damn if they're right. They don't give a damn if they're wrong. They're just going to get it out there. And when they get it out there, people start fighting over it. They don't think about all the repercussions. They don't think about what's right and what's wrong. It always ends up being, as always, a black-white thing. Okay. Anyway, let's get back. It amazes me sometimes. But people want to sit there, and they'll talk about it in their homes. They'll talk about it in their little meetings. But they won't come out and talk about it. But here's Kim Gardner. I have to give her credit. She's a true nigger racist. A true nigger racist. She's brought black prosecutors from across the country to St. Louis to help fight for her. And they're going to fight. And they're going to say, hey, we're for Kimberly M. Gardner, the St. Louis circuit attorney. We're for her because we don't like white people. Now, they can say what they want, but that's what it is. They don't like white people, and a lot of white people don't like the niggers. But see, that's the way we're going to have to live in this country. We're going to have to get along with each other. We don't have to like our neighbors. We don't have to like people down the street. We don't have to like anybody, no matter what color they are. But we're going to have to get along with them, because that's just acceptance in this great country of ours. None of us are perfect. None of us agree with everybody on everything. But we're going to have to work together to try to work it out. Now, you won't hear that on any other radio station, KMOX, all the other 550, all the other stations. All they want to do is kiss ass. See, I'm not about kissing ass. I'm tired. I'm too old. I'm too old to kiss in the ass. I'm going to tell it the way it is until I can't tell it the way it is anymore. And then until the day I quit breathing, I'll try to give it some example of how I feel. And I think all you good people should feel the same way. Let's go ahead and take some callers. Go ahead, John. You're on the dark side.
Thank you, Bob, for taking my call, and I'm a proud white man. I do not dislike people for the color of their skin, but you are talking about the same thing. You mentioned it about Kim Gardner. I sat and saw her thing on TV last night, and it's very, very bad. She's playing that race card. Everybody's against her because she's black. You had even some blacks out there saying, you know, that she didn't do this, she didn't do that, she didn't get justice for her son and stuff like that. She just uses that damn race card, excuse my language, using that race card because she wants everybody to feel sorry for her that they're picking on her. That's a bunch of crap myself. I know you feel the same way because I just heard you talking about it.
You know, John, let me tell you, what area do you live in?
I live down in St. Genevieve County.
St. Genevieve County, here. And I know you get around, and I know you're an intelligent white man, and I know you don't hate people just because of the color of their skin, but I see this in the local Post Disgrace today, and it's got a picture of Kim Gardner and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, probably 15 or 20 black prosecutors from throughout the country, from all the way from Baltimore, which is one of the worst areas in the country, from Florida, from Massachusetts. But they've all come, and what I have to say, John, and everybody else, they've came, and they're going to fight for Kim Gardner. They know Kim Gardner's wrong. They know Kim Gardner's wrong, and they're probably wrong in some of the stuff they do. But they've come to St. Louis, and there's a big picture with Kim Gardner smiling with all the blacks in the photograph. And they make no big to-do about it. They make no big to-do about it. It says, takes a photo Tuesday with fellow African-American female prosecutors. Fellow African-American female prosecutors from throughout the country. Now, how racist is that on its face? How racist is that it has to be fellow African-American female prosecutors? But, John, I know you're from down south, but you have to get around and you have to talk to people. And I would assume, don't know for a fact, but I would assume the people down south of St. Louis in the counties, that they think a little bit different than the niggers do up here in St. Louis. What do you think?
Yes, sir, they do. Even the proud blacks that live down that I know think differently than the niggers up here in St. Louis. They won't come up here. They're scared to come up here, too. And that's bad. And Kim Gardner, that's what I'm saying. It's African-American. Well, I could be German, Dutch, Norwegian American then. If they want to really push it that far, I don't use a race card or anything. But that's all Kim Gardner's. That's the only card she has. Is that race card, even though she can be a total screw-up. She's using that race card to pick it on her because she's black. It's because she's not doing a good job. That's one reason right there. She's not doing a good job, and people are tired of it. She's tired of her using her race card against everything.
You know what, John? I agree with you. Best of luck to you down there in the area that you live in, because I think you're one hell of a man. White or black, it makes no difference. I think you're speaking your piece. I think you're speaking what you think's to be truthful. I like what you say when you say that, hey, there's a lot of proud black people down our way, and there's a lot of proud black people up our way. It's just the problem is, and again, John, thanks for the call. The problem is that you don't hear it from most people because they just sit back and say, well, I'm going to let it go. I'm not going to mess with it. I don't want to get in any trouble. I don't want to get hurt. I don't want anything to happen to me or my family, so the best thing for us to do is to what? Is just sit back and take it. And I think at the end of the day, that's the worst thing. That's the worst thing that anybody can do is just sit back and take it, because if you let them take it and you just sit back and you don't defend what you think's right, then you lose. You automatically lose, and the next person loses, and the next person loses. And it gets to the point where it's not right. But I say to this Kim Gardner, this crap, this nigger, and she is a nigger, and again, you're not going to hear it. You people listen to me all throughout the country. I've had callers and people that come and listen from just about every state in the Union, from Afghanistan, from all over. They may not like me. They probably don't even know me, and that's okay. I don't know them, but I know what they're about. I know what they're thinking. They know what I'm thinking. And at some point in time, we just have to push each other and say, whether we know each other, whether we're from the same area, makes no difference. The problem is whether we agree or disagree upon something. And you're going to find, and I think Trump's going to get reelected, you're going to find that it's going to remain a black-white thing for the next four. Trump's got another year, and then if he gets reelected, that's four, so that's five. They're going to remain separated. The blacks and the whites are going to continue to remain separated until something happens where we're not separated. And I don't see that in the very near future. I think the Hispanics are coming up quicker than the blacks. And I think the Hispanics, they don't mind working. They'll work, and they'll work for next to nothing. But the niggers, not the proud blacks, the niggers, they're going to fight you. They're going to fight you and say, hey, we're fighting. We're wrong, but we don't care. We're black. We're niggers. You guys are screwing with us, and we're not going to be screwed with. And as you know, and I've said a thousand times, I'd rather have five blacks fighting for me than 50 whites. Because most of us whites just don't have the guts. I don't understand that. I think it's getting better, though. I think at some point in time, and I don't think it'll ever lead up to it, but at some point in time, it's going to get close. Going to get close to some kind of a serious racial situation where the whites are finally going to say at the end of the day, hey, I've taken enough of this crap. I'm not taking anymore. And it could be pretty close around the corner. I don't know for a fact. I'm thinking another 4 or 5, maybe up to 10 years, but you're going to see a mix of racial situations, and you're going to see where the blacks are going to finally find out that, hey, even though we're the minority, we can't take control. You know, they take control of football, professional football, they're taking control. They've had control of professional basketball for years, and they just been getting away with it because we the people, the proud white and proud black people, let them get away with it. We never say anything. We never do anything. We just let them get away with it. And it's amazing how we sit there and say, well, we'll just let it go. No, it comes a point in time where you don't let it go. But anyway, we will follow up on this, but I think there's going to be a lot more to this situation with Kim Gardner bringing her black supporters in from all over California, Florida, Maryland, Massachusetts, Virginia. And it's a self-described, in parentheses, sisterhood. Sisterhood. That's not sisterhood. It's niggerhood. It's niggerhood. We know it. Everybody knows it. Nobody will say it on the record but Bob Romanek. But hopefully, now that I've said it, other people will say it. Because that's the way it should be. It should be on the record. Not against black people. I have a lot of proud black friends in East St. Louis and St. Louis all over. A lot of proud black friends. Got a lot of nigger enemies. And see, I do not give a damn. I'm going to let somebody know if I'm for them. And I'm also going to let somebody know if I'm against them. And I'm against Kim Gardner. And I think Jeff Ruta, I think the St. Louis Police Association, I think everybody, both proud white and proud black, I think they're against this black racist. Now, they're starting to come out. They're starting to come out. And I think it's going to hurt Gardner before it's all over. And she's talking about receiving racist hate mail and death threats. And Gardner says she's claimed similar treatment during her first term. Oh yeah, they're after me because I'm black. No, they're after you because you're an incompetent, racist, nigger idiot. You're not a proud black lady. You're not even close to being a proud black lady. But people will let it go and they'll talk about what a great job she's done. She hasn't done a great job. You've seen that crap with her former investigator, the former FBI agent, when they came after Greitens. He's got 6 federal charges against him. And it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing whether you're black or white. But they fight through it. And you know why they fight through it? Because they're black. They're black. And we're discriminating against the black people. And that's what really, really, really pisses me off. And hopefully it pisses you good people off. I also see over in Missouri now, especially in Jeff City, that they're lifting the residence requirement for city police gets a great reception. And I think the Republicans and Democrats are going to fight through it. But at the end of the day, what's going to happen? I think there are 150 police officers short in St. Louis. I think there's 700 employees, city employees short in St. Louis. But it's 150 police officers. But I honestly think what's going to happen, they're going to send the bill through and they're going to make it where you can be a St. Louis police officer as long as you live within 1 hour, as long as you live within one hour of the city, you'll be able to be a police officer. And I think that's only right. I don't think they should scare these city employees and have to live in the city. I'm an ex-police officer in East St. Louis, ex-homicide detective in East St. Louis, ex-chief of police in Washington Park, Illinois, assistant deputy coroner. I've been around, and you don't have to live in the area you work. All you have to do is when you work in the area where you work, that you do the best you can do. And I think what's going to happen in St. Louis is they're going to have to get rid of the residency requirement, and I think they may pick up a few decent police officers. Now, for the little bit of money that they get paid, they're going to have to come up with something. They're going to have to come up with something better than they've come up with. But it's like everything else we've talked about, and I've talked about day in and day out. There's going to have to be compromises. Nobody's saying that anybody's perfect. Nobody's saying that everybody's going to get a pass and get exactly what they want. You know, you get a little bit, and you take a little bit. And a lot of times, though, these bastard-ass politicians, all they want to do is take. They don't want to give. And that's on both sides of the aisle, and you good people know that. And that's something that we're going to have to work on. Before we take a quick break, I want to talk briefly about the Senate leaders in Missouri. They want a ban to stop spread of illegal slot machines all throughout Missouri. They're talking about an outline plan to ban the machines that have popped up in gas stations, restaurants, truck stops, sucking money away from the state's legal gambling options. Now, isn't that something? It's not that it's wrong on its face. It's not that it's a rotten bastard business. They're taking money away from the state's legal gambling operations. So I say they need to have it just like Illinois. You know, they've got poker clubs in Illinois. You can have up to 5 machines. You have to have liquor involved. But they're not in the casinos. They're all over. They're all over the state of Illinois. And I believe they should be all over the state of Missouri. And when push comes to shove, I think they will be, because there'll be so much heat. Hey, how come we can't have poker machines in our taverns when they have all the casinos throughout the state of Missouri where money's being made for the people of the state of Missouri? And we'll have the same thing here, because a lot of it will go to taxes. You know, in Illinois, with the new cannabis, the recreational cannabis, they get up to 25% sales tax on a lot of the cannabis that is sold throughout the state of Illinois now. Now, there's people bitching about it, but you know what they're doing? They're bitching and moaning and groaning, but they're doing it anyway. They're doing it anyway because it's beneficial to them, and you just have to fight through it. Now, you can fight all day long and say, oh, there shouldn't be recreational marijuana, but the state of Illinois, one of the worst states in the country, they say, hey, it's okay. They say gambling dens are okay, where you can have 5 machines. Don't have to have a tavern per se, just sell a little bit of liquor. But they've had that problem, and they've worked through it. And there's money and money and money and more money involved, and there's going to be more money involved in the state of Illinois. They're one of the 11 or 12 states. But you'll see in the next few years that every state will have it. I still say that prostitution will be legalized down the road, and I still say that the heroin and all the cannabis, heroin, anything will be legal in the confines of your house in a few years to come. And they'll say, well, it may not be right, but as long as you do it in the privacy of your home. And that's what it's coming to, because there's not much more that you can deal with. There's not much more that's illegal anymore, and that's just the way they work with it. Callers, hold on. We'll get to you right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriots.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch you'll ever want to hear on the radio. And again, maybe you don't want to hear it. I don't come to your house and turn the radio knob to 1190 AM KQQZ. So all you have to do is not turn it on, turn it off, never come back. I won't give a damn. You won't give a damn. Nobody will give a damn. So hopefully that's the way we'll handle it. You know, we talked about Illinois earlier. On Monday, they shut the marijuana dispensary plant in Collinsville down to put a halt to it because of the unprecedented demand throughout the state. There was so much marijuana being sold, it was amazing. You know, we spoke about all the medical marijuana and how the people in the state of Illinois, they're buying it up. And that's okay. They've got every right to. Nobody's holding a gun to their head. If they want to buy it, they can buy it. If they don't want to buy it, they don't have to buy it. But it's come to the point where I think the government is pushing, and there's going to be a problem because I don't believe down the road that it's going to be that big of a recreational purchase. I think people are going to buy it. They're going to spend their 20-25% sales tax on it. Then they're going to find out that, hey, that's a little bit too much. That's a little bit too much for me. And they're going to go around it, and they're going to buy a little bit of legal marijuana and a lot of illegal marijuana. And I don't see the state, I don't see law enforcement doing anything about it because it's just like one and the same. It's like the state saying, well, you can buy it, but you got to buy it from us. And I think that's bull crap. If they're going to make it legal, let everybody sell it, let everybody buy it. I think that's what it's coming to. And hopefully, the people that are selling it, the state people, will understand that. And again, I don't think all this crap is going to go down as heavy as some people thought it would. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the dark side.
Well, good morning, you mean nasty bastard.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. You don't sound like your looks have improved any.
that my looks have improved any? Well, they haven't, damn it, but that's okay, you smart ass. What's going on in your world, buddy?
Well, you know what? I'm probably one of your five fans that's glad to have you back on the radio.
Five. I've got two, but that's okay. Thanks for the compliment, but go right ahead.
Hey, you know what? Since 1973, when they reinstituted that residency rule in the city of St. Louis, they've been bantering and playing with it forever. Okay?
Right.
Just it's outdated, it's antiquated. Get rid of it. If you have to require your people to live where they work, then that means you suck.
I agree. You know what, Dave? I agree with you totally, but there's some people, political people, who think, hey, that's the route to go, and they're going to try to put everybody in that position. And don't you think it's time for people like me and you and everybody else to stand up and give our opinion? Because our opinions are as good as anybody else's opinion.
Well, absolutely. But here, political leaders, we know you're listening. If you want people to move there, then make it viable for them to live there.
You know what?
I don't know. That might be stupid, but that's what I would do if I'm a civic leader.
And you know what, though, Dave? That's what you'd have to do. But see, they're not doing that. All these politicians and as many Republicans as Democrats, they all want to talk the talk, but none of them ever want to take the heat and walk the walk. Do you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, they'll you know, like Trey Gowdy, you know, a Republican blowhard. He'll talk a lot of crap, but never does he do anything. And that's the problem. I mean, look, I don't understand if the city now has control of the police department with a wave of a pen, Lyda Carson should be able to abolish the residency rule herself.
You know what, Dave? I was at lunch one day last week, and I said the same thing to some people. I said, why don't the mayor just say, hey, it's going to be done this way and do it. Maybe she'll take a little bit of political heat, but at the end of the day, if she fights for it, I don't think they would be against it. Do you?
No. I mean, mayors and county executives make executive orders like presidents and governors do? I believe they can.
Well, I believe they can, Dave, but you've been around probably not as long as me. They can, but most of the time they don't because it takes too much heat. And rather than get the heat on them and get their name in the paper for a bad article or two, they're just going to let it go and let everybody else in the city get screwed by it.
But she's already went to the state and made her presentation how she wants to get rid of the residency rule. She's put it in the paper so people know where her feelings are. So you know what? Walk the walk and talk the talk. Boom. Do it. Get it done.
Well, you know, Dave, and you've been around about as long as me. You can always talk the talk, but how many people do you know, how many people that I know, seriously, that'll fight and not only just talk the talk, that'll actually get out there and walk the walk? I don't know of many in the 50-plus years I've been in politics. What about yourself?
No, Bob, you know what, a whole lot, and I can only speak for myself. You know, at some point in time, you look in the mirror and you're like, is the fight really worth it? Because there's just some days, Bob, again, I'm just speaking for myself, I wake up exhausted, like, why am I fighting this? Am I gaining any ground? Because I feel like I'm just kicking my own ass.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Dave, that's the problem. If you're gaining any ground for the people, it's one thing, but when you try, and you do, and I have, when you try to fight for the people, and they reject you by not acknowledging that you're fighting for them, they reject you by not coming out and supportive of you, at that point in time, I think you're right. I think it's time to say, hey, I've tried to do all I can do. I can't do it by myself, so I'm going to have to quit doing it. What do you think?
Bob, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Can you explain one thing to me? I'm trying to figure out where this is coming from with Kim Gardner. Now, she's now saying the city, the St. Louis Police Department, and the St. Louis Police Officers Association is racist. Am I understanding that correctly?
You are. You definitely are.
Okay. Well, so now she's saying that black people are racist because you have black people that work at the police department. You have black people in the Police Officers Association. So now she's calling black people racist. Am I understanding that right?
You know what? I think partially, Dave. I think you're understanding to the point when she says some of the black police officers, some of the black policemen that are not taking up for me as a black prosecutor, they're racist, but they've got their black police organization that she doesn't think's racist.
Well, you know what? Here, let me throw something out to Kim Gardner real quick because we know she's got her spies listening. Okay, if I happen to be one who is, oh God, I can't think of anything right off the top of my head, but there are certain crimes that I don't think people, let's just say, I don't think people should be locked up for DWI. Okay?
Right.
And a guy kills somebody driving drunk, and as a police officer, I find a way to sidestep it to where he's never prosecuted for anything. Now, I've just broken the law because on some things I have discretion, but on others I don't. Now, that's a beautiful thing if Kim Gardner and Wesley Bell want to be advocates for the criminal justice system. Bob, we talked about this before. I applaud them. I take my hat off to them. Resign your positions of prosecutor and become defense attorneys, or go to state legislator and fight it that way. You cannot be the chief legal officer in the area and not want to prosecute criminals. You know, tell that to the man who was killed down at Ballpark Village by some animal that shot and killed him accidentally. Oh, wait a minute, that's enough. The victim was black. The suspect was black. Let's start looking at all this black-on-black crime, which saddened me. All these babies being slaughtered. All these innocent people being slaughtered. Why is she not prosecuting that?
Yeah. You know why, Dave? And thanks for the call, buddy. Why she's not prosecuting that is because it's not good. It's not good for her. It's not good for her organizational people, the racists. It's not good to have to fight in the black community. They have to fight in the white community, even though what goes on in the black community is 10 times more important. They're not going to do it. They're going to fight the whites. It's the whites' fault. It's white supremacy. It's white this. It's white that. They don't worry about the 20 shootings or 15 shootings in 8 hours at the first of the year in January. That's secondary to them. They want to clean up the white situation. It's always been a white situation, and they're going to continue to make it a white situation until, and again, I don't know until when, because it's going to happen. It's going to happen, and it's amazing. It's amazing that the proud white and proud black people, most of them, not me, not you, not others, but most of them just lay back and say, hey, we just got to kind of let it go because we're not going to be able to do anything with it. So we might as well let it go instead of looking bad. And it's amazing. I've been around law enforcement my entire life on both sides, actually. But I see where if you're not going to fight the fight, get out of the fight. If you're not going to fight the fight the best you can, get out of the fight. Doesn't make you good or bad to get out of the fight. It makes you good or bad to stay in the fight, knowing that you're not going to do anything to help. And you know how many people do that? They do that all over this country, in all these towns, all these cities, all these political settings. They talk the talk. They'll always, always, always talk the talk. But most of them will never, never walk the walk. And they don't want to hear that. They don't want to see that. They don't want to be pushed in that corner. But it's amazing because we're letting them be pushed in the corner every day, and we're not doing anything about it. We're talking about it, and then we're letting it go. I'm not going to let it go, and people like Dave and some other good people all throughout this country aren't going to let it go, but we need to get the decent people together and say, hey, if you guys want to fight, we're going to fight. We want to keep it compromised. We want to see where everybody benefits from it, but it's not going to be a one-way street. Callers, hold on. We'll get to you right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, American Bi-State Voice of Freedom. As always, welcome to the last 4 or 5 minutes. Got a lot of callers. Sometimes we can take you, sometime we can. Let's try to get one more out of the way. Go ahead, Barry. You're on the dark side.
Hey, good morning, Bob. How you doing today?
Fine, sir. How about yourself?
I'll be doing real good once we get a new mayor and a new prosecutor.
You know what? Barry, I'd have to somewhat agree with you on both of those, buddy.
They both got to go.
Now, why?
A proud black person, when they make a mistake, they don't pull the race card. But a nigger will always pull the race card when they fail.
And you know what, Barry, are you a proud black man?
Yes, sir.
You sound like a very proud black man, and I agree with you on that end, even with white people. You know, white people, if they screw up, if they're racist, they'll move on and won't say, hey, I was wrong. And I know not only the crackers and the hunkies on the white side, but the niggers on the other side. But see, proud people such as me and you, both black and white, men, women, Democrats and Republicans, we're at some point, Barry, all going to have to be pushed together and say enough's enough and take care of the problem. What do you think?
Exactly. I wish you can impeach both of them at the same day, same time.
You know, Barry, hey, thank you very much for the call, Barry. I'm running out of time. But see, there's a proud, proud, proud black man who says need to get rid of one white and one black. And that's the way it is. Shouldn't have any color to do with it. It should be what's on your plate, what you can do, and what you can't do. And these people that fight for what they believe in, and then whenever the fighting really starts, they back off. No, you don't back off. If you're in a fight, you're in a fight. You're in a fight to stay. If you're in a 10-round boxing match, unless they knock you out, you fight the whole 10 rounds and do the best you can do. So, as always, it's about time to go. Appreciate all the callers. Apologize for all the people we couldn't get to, but, you know, that's the way it is with me. Sometimes we talk about it. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes I want to talk to you, and sometimes I don't, and that's the way it is. I'm not kissing everybody's ass like they do on all these national TV stations and radio stations. We're going to talk the talk about what we want to talk. And as always, let's continue. Let's continue, black, white, men, women, Democrats, and Republicans. Let's continue to unite, to come together, and expose these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks, both black and white, men and women, Democrats and Republicans. Let's expose these son of a bitches and let's destroy them before they continue to destroy us. As always, never, never, never any violence. You know the take. We have to destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thugs quote, intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the break.
Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis. We'll